This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And here's a taste of what the weekend has in store.
There is a balance to the universe. The struggle to maintain that balance is the stuff of legends.
Ah, yes, the stuff of legend indeed. But wait, there's more.
I am darkness.
So that's where we're going to start our weekend picks today. And joining us to talk about what's hot and happening this weekend is Jim Sullivan, editor of JimSullivanInc.com. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Anthony.
So this sounds like a dark, spooky bit of something. Just what are you recommending here?
What you just heard was Tim Curry. He was the Prince of Darkness. He was the devil himself, ominously bellowing in the Ridley Scott movie, Legend, 1985 movie. And what Tim does is he battles Tom Cruise in a movie that is playing three times tomorrow at the Brattle Theater. It kicks off a multi-film series that they're calling Satan on Screen, which is a little play, I think, on the Coolidge Corner Science on Screen theme.
I see. Satan on Screen here in the middle of January.
Well, perhaps I should give you the full title. It's Dead of Winter, Satan on Screen.
I get it. Very clever.
I talked to the programmer of the series, Ned Henkel, yesterday about it, and he said one of the key factors in booking this series was that Satan had to literally appear on screen. And oddly enough, Ned said that Satan tends to appear more in comedies. So this series is actually on the lighter end of the cinematic Satan scale. You've got Woody Allen's Deconstructing Harry with the Witches of Eastwick on Monday, The Devil's Eye on Sunday, Fellini's Toby Dammit on Tuesday, and it all winds up with Polanski's Rosemary's Baby, which I gotta say is still one of the more chilling movies about Satan's impending offspring, starring an increasingly terrified Mia Farrow.
Wow, from Woody Allen to Fellini to Polanski, it sounds like a great range of movies.
Should be fun.
Yeah, so that's the Satan on Screen series at the Brattle Theater running tomorrow night through next Thursday. So, Jim, what's next for us this weekend?
My next pick, it's kind of a two-for-one deal. It's the band Cracker and Camper Van Beethoven performing together at the Middle East Downstairs this Sunday.
So they're performing together, but, of course, they're very different kinds of bands, right?
Yeah. Cracker is more of a straight-ahead, full-tilt rock and roll band, and they're definitely the more well-known of the two, due largely to their 90s hit Teen Angst.
So that's Cracker with Teen Angst. So tell us something about Camper Van Beethoven.
Well, Camper Van Beethoven, on the other hand, is a little more outre and quirky and witty, so let's hear a bit of them.
So, Jim, what brings these two bands together?
Well, Anthony, they share the same front man, a guy named David Lowery. Camper came first. This is back in the early 80s, and they're now celebrating their 30th anniversary. On Tuesday, they release a new album called La Costa Per Vita, and the song we just heard, Someday Our Love Will Sell Us Out, is a little sneak preview into that album.
All right, so one man, two bands, sounds great. That's Cracker and Camper Van Beethoven at the Middle East Downstairs on Sunday night. So, Jim, here's my pick. It's the hugely talented country singer-songwriter Shelby Lynn, who's going to be performing this evening at Sculler's Jazz Club in Cambridge.
As a gambler, I can't hide my debts. As a sinner, I'm a soul. Pardon me if I forget what I've already been told. Can't hold that against me, man. I'm on Revelation Road.
Now, if you haven't heard her and you can get out to Sculler's, you're in for a treat. Shelby Lynn won a Grammy in 2001. She's enjoyed a lot of success since then. She's just released a deluxe version of her CD, Revelation Road, which we're listening to the title track off of that right now. She is the real deal, in my opinion, a voice that can break your heart, a rare talent for songwriting and storytelling. Here she is telling an audience at McCabe's in Santa Monica a little about her life.
I grew up on the blacktop highways of South Alabama, proudly. I learned how to sing three-part harmony in the back seat of a car going to school every morning with my mama and my baby sister. We sang the Mills Brothers. We sang the Bob Wills songs, Merle Haggard. Anything that was current on the radio, you know, we could find three parts, we sang them. Our motto was, if it's a part missing, sing it.
So that's Shelby Lynn performing tonight at Scholars in Cambridge. I'm going to try to get there, so maybe I'll see you there, Jim?
You may.
All right. Jim Sullivan, editor of JimSullivanInc.com. Thanks so much for your picks today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Anthony.
And listeners, you can find more information about all of our picks at RadioBoston.org.
Grab your list.